Report: Hunter Biden said offer from powerful Chinese investor had everything to do with my last name. By Wendell Hasebo and Ezra Dulies on October 15, 2021. Newly unveiled emails reveal Hunter Biden admitted a Chinese businessman was solely interested in a business deal due to his last name or his association with his father, then Vice President Joe Biden. The Washington Free Beacon reported Wednesday on emails dated 2010 to 2011 between Hunter Biden and his business partner Devin Archer regarding Chae Fung, head of the Chinese investment company Ever Union Capital, several years before Chae was arrested on money laundering charges in Beijing. These emails were discovered on the infamous laptop Biden abandoned in a Delaware repair shop. Reporter Chuck Ross says Hunter wrote in September 2011 that his business deal with Chae, nicknamed Super Chairman and Mr. Chae in other emails, had everything to do with my last name. The emails reveal Hunter met with Chae in April of 2010 to negotiate a deal with Ever Union Capital to invest nearly $150 million in the communist regime's sovereign wealth fund. It is unclear whether this potential deal was ever completed. The revealed emails also reportedly indicate Hunter and business partner Archer saw the business connection to Chae as an opportunity to make connections with large financial institutions, such as Blackstone and Carlyle Group, which reportedly sought business deals in China. I don't, sick, believe in lottery tickets anymore. But I do believe in the super chairman, Hunter wrote on September 23, 2011, according to the report. Things are moving rapidly and the percentage he is offering me is much larger than I at first thought. This can be a serious opportunity, Archer allegedly replied. Not only from an economic standpoint but from the leverage and access it provides with the big boys here in the West who all need China. Ross identifies Chae as the son-in-law of a former chief of China's central bank, who was reportedly arrested in February 2015 and accused of laundering $15 billion. In 2016, Archer and a business associate was indicted on charges for defrauded a Native American tribe in a $60 million bond scheme. As for Hunter, federal prosecutors in Delaware are reportedly working with the FBI and the IRS to investigate his finances. Peter Schweitzer's Secret Empires revealed that in 2013, Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden's firm signed a billion-dollar deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China just 10 days after Joe and Hunter Biden flew to China aboard Air Force Two. Ross connects this scandal to the meeting with Chae. Teehee businessmen involved in the discussions would later partner on one of Biden's most controversial business deals. One email from the laptop describes Chae as a close business partner of Chinese investment banker Jonathan Lee. Biden has come under scrutiny for introducing his father to Lee during an official U.S. government trip to Beijing in 2013. Emails show that Lee, Biden, and two other businessmen, James Bulger and Michael Lin, discussed the investment fund with Chae. According to one email, Chae planned to commit $100 million to the partnership while granting an investment stake to China Investment Corporation, the Chinese government's sovereign wealth fund, and other high-power Chinese firms. Biden, Archer, Lee, Lin, and Bulger in 2013 formed the private equity firm Bohai Harvest Rosemont Partners, known as BHR Partners. Biden has come under fire for failing to divest a 10% ownership stake in the partnership, even though he pledged to do so in 2019. The White House has refused to answer questions about the investment, Hyperlink added. China is not the only foreign nation where Joe Biden's family members set up business interests. Schweitzer has called out the Biden Five: Hunter, son, James, brother, Frank, brother, Valerie, sister, and Ashley, daughter, for shady deals in Costa Rica, Iraq, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine, as well. Despite the reported business dealings with foreign companies, Joe Biden said in October of 2019 that none of his family members would have a business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country. Period. Period. End of story, Biden stated. Abundant evidence has emerged to undermine this confident declaration from now President Biden. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.